Hi and welcome to MFR Farming for Thursday. I'm Richard Jones. And today the news comes from Europe, where Richard Lochhead is due to put Scotland's case forward in the CAP negotiations. Now, the UK government have been universally condemned by farmers' leaders right across the UK for siding with other countries who would reduce common agricultural policy payments by 20%. This would severely disadvantage UK farmers, warn the NFUs of Scotland, Wales, England and the Ulster Farmers Union. They're all speaking with one voice, said Nigel Miller from NFU Scotland headquarters, and said the government in Westminster claim with one hand they want fairness and with the other are looking for deeper and faster cuts to the farming budget. From Luxembourg, Richard Lochhead added his voice, saying that Scotland currently receives the lowest level of single farm payment and rural development funding in the whole of the UK. That puts us at the bottom of the league in Europe. Needless to say, he'll be putting that point forward in those CAP talks later today. But for now, we're going back to the renewable energy stories that we're running this week. And today, it's the turn of wood fuels. My guest is Stuart McIntyre from Highland Heat and Power, who are installing wood burners right across the Highlands. And the choice of fuel and burner, as he tells us, will be determined by a number of factors.
It is down to the type of property you have, the sort of facilities that you perhaps have on site, whether you have timber of your own, the sort of handling equipment you have. How hands-on do you want to be? If you have potential fuel sources on site, then you can drive the cost of your fuel down if you're prepared to roll your sleeves up to get on with it yourselves. On the other hand, if you're looking for a solution to replace an existing automatic LPG or oil boiler, then perhaps wood pellets is more of a solution for you. They come along and deliver wood pellets for you once every few months and you forget about it.
So really, there's a great deal of thinking to be done, isn't there?
Absolutely. It's like anything that's new, there's a lot to learn, and part of that is understanding what's out there, how it best suits you. And the only way to go about that is to ask. Find people who are involved in the industry, ask questions, ask people who have already committed themselves and put something in.
And we were standing right by an installation fueled by wood pellets, totally automatically. It was running up at Fern near Tain, heating three properties. And as you could hear, just about silent. We'll have more from Stuart McIntyre tomorrow, though, talking us through the practicalities of it all, right here on MFR Farming, 6:40 and 12:40.